Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the third and final hour, got a little five-minute Fox News clip about Perry and the attempted forced inoculation with live cancer virus. That's coming up. I want to go into Iran and a lot more. We've got open phones right now. We're talking to Bruce in Washington. And Bruce said he was at 9-11 at Ground Zero with the 9-11 bus commemorating all those that died. And he saw people shouting, saying it was an inside job. He thought they were nuts. He got given a free copy of Loose Change, second edition. When was that? How long ago was this?
Well, that was September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. It was there, and it was at all the crash sites. And it's a
But which year? This last year or the year before?
Yes, sir. This last year.
And so in 4 or 5 months, you're totally awake now.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank God. You know, I have quite a history of being a chaplain's assistant in the Navy, and I never could figure out why are chaplains in the Navy. But in either case, I had all my blindfolds on, and I was going along, you know, with cheerleader dress with Bush and the whole gimmick of war, and you know, I just started questioning it. I started questioning it because I see so many divisions in the world and chaos. And what these globalists want is to bring order out of chaos, whereas the real transformation is understanding the whole matrix of chaos and division and what
exactly.
And it starts with our own selves, with each one of us, not out there. And
well, what are you doing now in closing? What are you doing now to wake others up about 9-11?
Well, the memorial bus, I still have that. I'm going to put... I was going to ask if it's okay if I put Infowars.com on it.
You don't have to ask. It's a free country. Please do.
Yes, sir. And I want to alert the American people about what's actually happening, just like John F. Kennedy said before they whacked him and his son. So the danger is so severe that I think that most of us, unfortunately, we would rather go with our lolly-da plus entertainment.
Propaganda is designed to just make you feel good and go to sleep, and it speaks to your own procrastination. Good to hear from you. Call me back as you begin your demonstrations and activities, Bruce. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Mike in New York. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you again. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, all your work is just proof the kind of success you get with another guy coming up to speed like Bruce and that Wellington guy out there. If he maybe would exercise that little peanut between his ears and watch some of your videos and keep listening to your shows, he'll snap out of that boob tube trance state that he's currently in.
Now, well, it is a trance state that's even taught in RTF. The television does put you into a mesmerized sleep state.
You know, Alex, I think that's why they call the TV shows programming.
I agree. It's just in your face.
That's right, pal. Now, Alex, I'm gonna highlight a major tidbit of information revealed through the Fox News coverage. I think it was Shepard Smith commenting on the Ed Brown case. Okay,
now, concerning the IRS in New Hampshire, the guy's saying that he's going to basically have a stand.
Yep, Fox was covering it. I think I heard it over the Power Hour last Friday, and it was something to the effect of a major conflict of ideology going on in New Hampshire. Okay, so there it is. It's not a conflict of a criminal versus the law. It's not a conflict of somebody that's resisting to obey the law. It's a conflict of ideology that proves right there that Ed Brown and the rest of us are simply not following a coercive force trying to extort money out of our pockets when there isn't any law under the constitutional government that demands that we pay that.
I agree. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. Clips, news, and your call straight ahead.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific!
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Shelley, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N, dot...
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to continue with your calls in this hour, but I want to get back into Rick Perry and exactly what he's doing. Here's a Fox News piece, propaganda piece, concerning it. Let's play the piece, then analyze it, then recap exactly what's happening and how important this is, because this is a national push that's taking place right now to try to force this. And as usual, Texas is the front line. No wonder God put the center of the movement right here in Austin, Texas, the capital, against it. Here it is.
Found in fury today after a controversial decision by Texas Governor Rick Perry. He unexpectedly signed an executive order Friday, making Texas the first state to require young girls to be vaccinated against HPV. That's a sexually transmitted disease that can cause cervical cancer. So is this a smart and effective way to keep girls safe, or is it an infringement on parental rights? Andy Schaffer is with the Council for Eagle Forum, a conservative pro-family organization, as well as being an attorney for the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Also weighing in, Democratic Texas State Representative Jessica Farrar. She authored a bill requiring the HPV vaccine for the girls before Governor Perry issued that executive order. Welcome back to both of you. And Andy, beginning with you, why are you so opposed, really, to what some say could be a life-saving vaccine?
The vaccine is available for parents who want it. But to require parents to give this vaccine to their children before they enter the sixth grade, to give it to 11-year-old girls for a disease that's not detected until an average age of 48, just doesn't make sense. Michigan looked at this. They said, no, we're not going to require this. Indiana looked at it. They said, no, Maryland looked at it. They said, no, we're not going to require it. These are not particularly conservative states. But here, Texas, and the Texas legislature was not going to require it either. But the Texas governor, who 60% of Texans just voted against 3 months ago, has gone out of his way, bypassed the democratic process, and imposed his vaccine on parents. And there's no easy opt-out either from this.
I'm going to ask you, Jessica, why do you support this move when many are saying one thing to oppose it for is because it takes away the rights of a parent to decide what is best for his or her child? Is this a dangerous precedent to be set and then lead to other parental rights that could be taken away?
I see the issue quite differently. Requiring the vaccine does several things. First of all, it ensures that more children are vaccinated. And also, it triggers, if it's on the list of required vaccines by the state, it triggers health insurance companies to cover it, and Medicaid will cover it, and CHIP will cover it, thereby allowing access for more Texans.
You know, Andy, the law already requires children to be vaccinated against other diseases such as polio, so how is this vaccination different?
This vaccination does not have the proven track record of polio. This is a new vaccine. It was just approved about 6 months ago. It was only tested on a few thousand teenage girls, and now they're planning on giving it, mandating it for hundreds of thousands of 11-year-old girls. It just hasn't been proven. These girls are going to be guinea pigs.
But Andy, at best, from a medical perspective, I mean, you would assume that the FDA would not allow something like this to be put in there, and there are things like booster shots. I mean, many of us who got vaccinated as kids had to have booster shots.
I wouldn't assume the FDA is doing its job. There have been vaccines in the past that have been approved that have turned out not to be safe. You can go on the internet and look at the things they did not test this vaccine for. They have not tested whether causes cancer itself, for example.
Okay, Jessica, you know, you have to wonder why you think the governor signed this executive order. Why not let it run through the democratic process?
Because it probably wouldn't have passed. Texas is a very conservative state. My bill didn't have much of a chance of passing. I think it took the executive order to have public health in a healthy public health policy in Texas, unfortunately. I'm glad that he did it. And because of it, we have to realize cervical cancer is the second most common cancer affecting women. And this vaccine will go a long way towards preventing it. And I'm really proud that Texas will be the first state in the nation that will have an HPV vaccine program.
Okay, very quickly, Andy, last words.
If parents want it, they can get it. But there's no reason to require it. And this is just Merck getting billions of dollars in revenue to pay off its Vioxx debts and so on. This is just corporate pork for Merck. If parents want it, they can get it.
All right, Andy Schauffele.
All right, I mean, I just wrote 10 different notes on that. We're writing an article about this, so I hope Paul tunes in to add this to his story. Number one, she lies and says it's the second biggest cause of cancer, second most highly occurring cancer. That is total lie, totally ridiculous. It's well known in women that it's lung cancer, skin cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, literally, because I went and looked this up. It is at the end of the list behind hundreds of cancers. There are 9,700 and, let me find the actual one from memory, 9,710 new cases of cervical cancer in the U.S. every year, and only a fraction of those die. Less than 400 women died in 2005 in Texas from complications from cervical cancer. It's highly treatable. So number one, just off that piece, she says it's the second most common form of cancer. Total lie. Then she admits that the legislature wasn't going to pass this. So do we even need a legislature anymore? He just signs an executive order. Hell, all we need is a governor. And why even elect him? We'll just start saying that he's emperor for life, and then he just decides everything. Same thing with Bush. You can't just have a governor just say, and see, that executive order started with how big the governor's house would be, what type of plates they would have. It was executive order started with the president back with George Washington and others for the first five or six presidents, where executive orders were how many plates to have, how to build a building for the presidency. It was executive orders were given to butlers about how many kegs of ale to buy for a party. Go read it. Go learn history. No, now executive orders are. I'm abolishing all the governors during time of attack or domestic insurgency. The president is now supreme dictator. That's the type of executive order. We can put everyone in slave camps and force them to work as slaves. Dozens of executive orders say that. I mean, this is fraud. This is dictatorship. So why even try to introduce a bill and have the legislature do it if you just sign an executive order? The biggest fraud in the piece by both sides, both pro and con, is that other vaccines are good and other vaccines are mandatory and you, quote, have to take them. He says it, she says it, the host says it. There is no law that you have to take it. It's not even a law. It is a state health department regulation for the schools to say as part of their policy it is required. There's no law. Then the school, because it isn't a law, tricks you. They won't even tell you about the waiver. Then you have to find out about the waiver. You don't even have to sign that waiver. You just say, no, no, you're not doing it. Then they suspend you to then trigger truancy, but it's an unlawful truancy because they're the ones that suspended and they weren't allowed to suspend over the vaccine because there is no law. You understand that? It's just rings of frauds, tapestries of lies built on frauds, built on extortion, built on scams. The woman you heard, the legislator on the show, is on the payroll of Merck. That's the Associated Press in front of me. Perry's on the payroll. His former chief of staff is on the payroll. The thing is failing nationwide. Girls are dying and getting sick and having autoimmune responses. Seizures coast to coast at massive levels just in the few states that have tried it. And so they're panicking with another Vioxx on their hand. So their option is, go in trouble, then expack and go, everything's fine, everything's good. Then the other fraud is they claim it's a conservative issue, and it's implied. You know, it's those backwards troglodyte cavemen who are for abstinence and don't want their 10 and 11-year-olds given this to protect them from a sexually transmitted disease. Another lie I'm hearing on the news is this is the most common sexually transmitted disease. It's way down the list. 9,000 cases? There are tens of millions of cases of genital herpes, tens of millions of cases of genital warts every year. Go look the numbers up, but they're all over the news. I heard local radio news. I've got it in the newspaper. I've seen it on TV. Well, it's the most common form of sexually transmitted disease. And we've got a... They count on you being dumb. They lie to you and say, it's the second most common form of cancer. It's the most common form of STD. It's the... Lies, 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 lies! Lie on top of lie on top of lie on top of lie. So they're on the Merck payroll. It is not required. There is no law. It's a lie. I have the AP right here saying it wasn't immediately clear how long the order would last and whether the legislation was still necessary. See, the AP writer's so stupid. They just believe whatever press release Perry puts out. Perry says you have to take it now. There's no law. His executive order says, well, I'm now making it part of the recommended regimen. See, it's recommended, but they get on the news every year. You've all heard it 100 times. More than 100, you've got to take all the vaccines, it's the law, it's the law, it's the law. It is a fraud. But the AP, Liz Austin Peterson, out of Austin, I'm not trying to be mean, you know, if she listens to the show, I need to call her and go, lady, you go, it's not clear. Of course it's not clear if you don't know how the government works. The Perry just, he got up with a hoax and said, you have to take it, it's the law, you go read it, he has no power. It's an executive order saying he puts it on the state health department listed because he controls that state agency through his executive power. You understand? He just ordered bureaucrats to just tell the schools you have to. He's a lawless criminal who's being blackmailed for his personal activities. Rick Perry is wildly unpopular. He needs to get out of our state, and all of them need to. It's a live cancer virus. Oh. And they say, well, this bill takes away parents' rights. See, that's part of the illusion. They act like they're fighting for your rights, but really they're telling you it takes your rights. It's a fraud. They don't take your rights. There is no law. If they passed a law, it'd be unconstitutional. It's your body. It's your children's bodies, not the state's bodies. Get angry. Get mad. Get out there. Tell the people the truth. Expose this massive live cancer virus hoax. We'll be right back on GCN.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
This legislature, the state house and the state senate, just like the federal, pass the laws. Then if they're found unconstitutional, the courts can shoot them down. Then the states can come back and override if they want at the state or federal level. The governor in Texas is the weakest governor in the 50 states because the northern-controlled system during Reconstruction put in, what, three different puppets, and they ran two of them out at gunpoint. Huge military invasions of the Texas Capitol twice to kick them out. Oh, they don't teach you that in school because they don't want you to know about that, to kick the scallywag carpetbaggers out of here. And it's the exact same thing today. And Rick Perry, because he can't get the legislature to pass it, and they admit it, why'd you have to pass it to begin with? Because you got to have a law. And by the way, that law would have been found unconstitutional, because you can't make people take your vaccines. You can't make people put stuff in their body. You'd love to have that precedent set, though. So he comes out with a grand hoax. It's the law. Got to take it. It's for the children. You got to do it. And then the Associated Press says, we don't know if he has that power because you weren't taught that in school. You call yourselves journalists? Of course he doesn't have that power. The state health department is ordered by him to add it to the list of recommended. Then they call it mandatory in a fraud, in a hoax, in extortion, in racketeering. And then they tell the schools that when it's the health department implementing the state laws. But see, that's what government's done. They don't like laws because they aren't as draconian as they'd like in most cases. So it's now policy, the bureaucracy. Oh, the state police policy said until 2001 they could randomly stop you and search you at checkpoints till a bunch of lawsuits got filed, and now you stopped your little policy. Your policies from the governor mean nothing. Your policies from the head of the state police mean nothing. Your federal policies are a bunch of baloney, and they circumvent the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And folks, you start putting up with this, it will be forced inoculations with live, mutated cancer virus. Just like most of your hot dogs and meats now are being sprayed with live virus. Told you about that. It's now happening. To a bacteria-eating virus, which then has all these mutation problems. They're radiating most of the meat now. They didn't ask you. They just did it. They put thousands of different types of petrochemicals in most of the processed foods. It's horrible for your body. They just do it. They just do it. So you know what out there, parents? I know most of you. I'm not able to reach most people. We got a lot of AM and FM affiliates. Shortwave, internet, satellite, but that's why I love getting new affiliates. It's why I love it when you tell people about the show or about InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, because I desperately want to warn people. I just want to be able to reach people. I want to reach people so bad I start shooting my mouth off at Home Depot or at 7-Eleven or on the street. I start shooting my mouth off at the gym sometimes because I can't help it. I want to warn people about how they're sterilizing and implanting cancer in people and how we have their documents and how this is part of a larger program. It's bad enough they're claiming there's a law that doesn't exist. It's bad enough they're taking Merck money. It's bad enough they're circumventing the legislature illegally. But in truth, it's a huge eugenics program. And we can prove that, we have proven that, and it's so scary a lot of people can't deal with it. You mean the government and the World Health Organization and the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration would knowingly try to sterilize our little girls? You notice they could give this vaccine to men and knock out the virus in them so they couldn't spread it. But it's for girls. And what's it doing? It's sterilizing them. That's some of the side effects now in just a few months of it being given. I mean, they bleed out and their uterus is shot. And what was it in Latin America, Africa, and India, and Asia? Remember it came out in 95? All over the foreign press, BBC, they caught the UN adding an extremely expensive female synthetic hormone in over 100 different manufacturers. That's how the UN pays off the countries. They have their manufacturers make it as a payoff to the government. And a very expensive female hormone is added, bonded to the tetanus shot, so the body then attacks that female hormone when it's produced, seeing it as a pathogen. Very expensive, sophisticated process, sterilized hundreds of millions. So don't listen to me. You just go ahead and you just line your kids up and you just give it to them. And when your daughter dies at 25 of cancer, just remember. Or maybe she'll bleed out right there on the spot and the media won't pick up your story. Go ahead, kill your little girls. Go ahead, you scum.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I tell you what, we're going to roll with this song one more time, then I'm going to take it out of rotation for a while, then I'm going to play this 5-minute clip of a rant on the nature of evil, then we're going to go to your calls. Everybody stay with us. Here is Paris, What Would You Do?
Government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get up, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never speak to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
Who's the one?
one with the most to gain. On 9/11, most couldn't stand his name. Now even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ash-crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What don't you do it? What you do?
Why my records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you can witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lives mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word they think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part ahead. They hand in just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying it. And with the 4th Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while White Stag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profile and see the media's compliance. War's good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away to and what if you saw all the things that
it comes down to that. I mean, my basic spirit, my basic instincts is to warn people, stand up against evil. It's nothing special. You can tell Paris has that same view. That's our King's English remix. Great artist, wishy. Wouldn't add some of the stuff we had to cut out there, but for radio, we made it palatable. Just amazing, and that thing does play for a few days. I think it's played a little too much, so let's take it out of rotation and save it as a treat every once in a while. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. The Ultimate Synthesis of Evil is what it was called. It got posted up on YouTube. I appreciate the folks that are out there doing that, taking the best little clips of the show. This ties into the vaccines, all of it, and their mindset. And just like Paris just said, don't forget they gave us AIDS and raped us. They do it to everybody, folks, and the police, military, all of you that serve this beast system, they do it to you and your children, too. They hate you just as much as they hate me. Here it is. It's important to talk about the globalist master plan and then walk through just a few examples of how they're bringing it all together and their mindset, what makes them tick. Throughout history, throughout human interaction, people who are willing to be abusive and who are willing to dominate and who are willing to be ruthless have always had an edge when it comes to getting into positions of power over the tribe. That's just the facts of life. That's the way it works. And then you get into a competition of the ruthless, of the cunning. And then you get societies of the ruthless and the cunning, and they develop it to a state-of-the-art art form. And they become entrenched, and then they become inbred and insane. And then they become more and more decadent. And for people that can't believe this, look at history. Look at the barbarism. The Aztecs, on certain holidays, would sacrifice 10,000 people. That's what Mel Gibson's Apocalypto is about. Just insane, blood-drinking feast. People happily so brainwashed by cultural brainwashing, giving their small children up so that the high priest could cut their babies' hearts out. Mass hallucinations. Mass drugging. The priest class denouncing everyone, running around in mad power trips. the Romans in their decline, the Babylonians, even in the more genteel forms of it, the Japanese, who would exercise power, and there are real accounts of where a Japanese samurai would get a new sword, and he'd want to test it, and he'd go out into the rice paddies and find somebody that didn't bow down properly, and he'd just cut their head off. And it was about the exercise of power, the cult of power. As O'Brien torturing Winston in 1984 says, it's about pressing on the nerve of power. And they one-up each other. It's a reign of terror. When they, and this is on record, when during the Red Terror in 1919, when it was really heating up, one of the commissariats said to Vladimir Lenin, he said, to who do we kill? Who do we arrest? And he said, randomly. Just go out. I ought to find the exact quote. He said it a lot more powerfully than I can, being demon-possessed. He said, the nature of it is that it is random. It seeks blood. The red banner of the Red Terror. It was really cryptic. I ought to find that quote. It's just meant to be just eating its own police, running over its own servants, running over the innocent. Just bowling around, smashing like an out-of-control juggernaut on huge blood-drenched treads. That's the nature! Don't you understand that? And free societies build these limited walls. And if you run around servicing the walls and watching at the parapets and oiling the gates and, everything being ready and sharpening your spear and your arrows and your sword, you might just maybe have some freedom. Maybe! If you fight with everything you've got! You think you can just stumble around having riots over PlayStation 3s and putting your makeup on for hours and strutting around with your beer gut at the baseball game? You think you're going to be free when you don't know anything about our country, anything about the Bill of Rights, anything about the war machine, anything about how the government works? You think you're going to be free? And let me tell you something. You're not going to be free. You're going to be a slave. And let me tell you a little bit about the people that are now running things. They make Adolf Alois Hitler look like a patron saint. They make Stalin look like a weakling. They make Mao look like a first grader compared to Nobel Prize winners in quantum mechanics. The people running things now are the ultimate synthesis of evil. The ultimate. And you are now seeing the final stages of completion of what turns this planet into a Death Star, and a Death Star that fires on itself, a prison planet, a rendering factory to kill you and your family. Well, I couldn't say it any better myself. And that's exactly what we're dealing with here. Eugenicists, Nazi types, the Pianka types who want forced worldwide police state for forced reduction of 90%. And you need to understand their mindset and realize, and then it makes sense to have a governor going, I just say you must take the live cancer virus. It's so important you take it. With all the things they've been caught doing with other vaccines here and worldwide, we would be nuts to take anything they push on us. This is the same federal government under Project Shad that would put our troops and British troops out in the field, fly over and nerve gas them or drop radiation on them. It's the same people that would take little children and radiate them or give pregnant wives of GIs uranium and plutonium pills saying they're multivitamins just to see what it would do to them. It's the same people that would march our troops into chambers and claim that they were just going to test something on them and then hit them with nerve gas and kill them and then dissect their body and tell their family they died of the flu. Why did the government do that for 60, 70 years, quietly with Tuskegee? First it's the blacks, then it's another group. Oh, then it's just the retarded children, then it's the troops, then it's they're training cadres of servants that will follow orders and kill innocents. And now they've built an army of them, and now they have shows like 24 and all these TV shows that condition you that torturing children is good. And then in the real world, White House counsels write memos saying torture children in front of their parents. We're being bathed in wickedness. Let's go ahead and take some calls quickly. Peggy in Pennsylvania, then Coffee, and others. Go ahead, Peggy.
Alex, a while ago you mentioned in association with the ID Act that I think you said by 2008, to get on an airplane, you'd have to have a driver's license, which is the ID card. Is that correct?
Well, you already have to have some form of ID to get on an airplane, but under the Real ID Act, already implemented now in all 50 states, the national ID card is what it is. You'll also have to have a passport to go to Mexico or Canada, and then even if there's no record or no criminal charges or even an APB, they can put you on a no-leave list where you can't leave the country.
Well, let's say that you want to go to Asia and you have a passport but no driver's license. Will they let you on?
Yes. The Real ID Act is to have a job. You'll have to have one. Under federal law, you have to show one, and it standardized the driver's license to be national ID cards for the number that then hooks into the database.
Has this passed already?
Yes, this passed in early 2005 and has already been fully implemented, but then they start enforcing it as a law in the beginning of 2008.
I see. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And since you raised this question, this is out of the Associated Press, Lisa Miller today. States challenge national driver's license. Well, it's also a national ID card. It was called the Real ID Act. A revolt against the national driver's license began in Maine last month, is quickly spreading to other states. Hallelujah. The Maine legislature on January 26 overwhelmingly passed a resolution objecting the Real ID Act of 2005. The federal law sets a national standard for driver's license, and IDs, I would add, and requires states to link their record-keeping systems to national databases, and it makes the driver's license be under national standards, I would add. Within a week of Maine's action, lawmakers in Georgia, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Vermont, Within a week of Maine's action, lawmakers in Georgia, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Vermont, and Washington State also backed a Real ID. Balked at the Real ID. They are expected soon to pass laws or adopt resolutions declining to participate in the Federal Identification Network. And you read at SPP.gov, it's really a North American ID. These are the same IDs to be issued to any and all skilled, unskilled workers or anyone here illegally who is allowed to take part. When you hear guest worker, they're now being legalized through that, being given a North American Union ID card. It's already standardized in Mexico and Canada. And through UN agreements with the international ID card, the next phase. The law supporters say it's a need to prevent terrorists and illegal immigrants. No, it's going to legalize them from getting fake identification cards. States will have to comply by May of 2008. If they do not, driver's licenses that fall short of the Real ID standards cannot be used to board an airplane or enter a federal building or open some bank account. So, see, AP reported that illegal aliens are given housing loans, car loans, and bank accounts with no ID, but citizens without the federally issued controlled ID, you won't be able to get a bank account, you won't be able to get on planes. But now the mass suits are going to begin, it's not going to work. So there you go. And to also have a job, you'll have to show one under federal law. And again, I saw Governor Ridge in 2002, before he even got Homeland Security legislative funding and power as a new cabinet position, say, you're going to if you have bad credit, you'll have a yellow rating. It's green, yellow, orange, and red. I mean, this is incredible. Missouri State Representative James Guest, Republican, formed a coalition of lawmakers from 34 states to file bills to oppose or protest Real ID. This is almost a frontal assault on the freedoms of America. Almost? When they require us to carry a national ID to monitor where we are, and it hooks into a database, they're also going to have a national sales tax pushed by phony conservatives that no doubt will pass if they're able to, in the name of getting rid of the income tax. They're only going to change the name of the income tax to your Social Security tax, to FICA. They're going to lower it down to 10%, but then slowly jack it up to. Then you'll have a national ID card. You will swipe it, and then national sales tax will be attached via that and then apportioned to the states, counties, and cities, shared out. So a whole new federal tax with federal control, a new IRS over every terminal, every shopping cart, every cash register, federal regulators actually in your daily life, which will be deputized local state and county comptrollers and county tax assessors. I mean, and they're billing it as a way to get rid of the income tax. Neil Bortz really makes me laugh. And again, neocons, you won't listen. Go push for it. Get it passed and enjoy it. And you'll be 10 years from now, you'll be going, yeah, this guy on the radio said they'd swipe my card and have national ID and that they'd keep the income tax. And they did. I was conned. It's okay, though. You like to be. You won't listen now. It's all right. Go ahead. Give your daughter the live cancer virus. Don't listen to me. I'm cuckoo. Cuckoo, like the caller said. I'm a Fruit Loop. Sure I am. Sure, I just aggressively study 18 hours a day. Sure, sure, I just know how the New World Order operates and put out all the evidence. And I still have emails and arguments that there isn't a national ID card. I'm still, people still cannot believe it. Oh, man. Heaven help us. Well, final segment, I'll hit a little bit of Iran news, and we'll go to, I'm going to blitz through calls. We'll go to the callers that are patiently holding coffee, and then a few others that are holding Matt and Dennis. And who's in between coffee and Matt? Patrick. I'm going to blitz through coffee, Patrick, Matt, and Dennis. You'll each get 1 minute. It's a 5 minute, 15-second segment. So I'm just going to go bam, 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 bam. Ah, it's just absolutely off the charts, everything that's happening. The illegal aliens can come and go as they please. The citizens will be totally micromanaged and controlled. Because we're the slips, we're the slubs, we're the dumb idiots that buy it all. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Final segment. Don't forget, we have a free podcast at Infowars.com. The entire three-hour show served up free to your iPod or MP3 player, and we restream the show 24 hours a day for free at Infowars.com as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Coffee. Coffee, where are you calling us from?
Calling you from Illinois.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. When you had the Associated Press reporter on about the vaccines, I hope you added to your list the fact that she said that vaccines like the polio vaccine were law. There's no law that compels us to get vaccines.
No, that's my point. They just keep lying and saying it's the law. That's number one. They're criminals.
Both of my kids were born at home, and they're not vaccinated. Never will, never have, and never will be. What I was calling you about, though, is you keep bringing up that you've got allergies, and I want to give you just a quick observation. They salt the roads here where I live, and just huge clouds of salt after they do so, you know, when it dries out and everything. And I know from old-time remedies, when you've got a wound or you've got a splinter, if you put salt on it, it makes the wound weep. Now, my nose has been bleeding something awful this year, and I think it's from the salt. Now, you said that you thought chemtrails and food had something to do with it, which I think that has a lot to do with the long-term diseases, you know, everything from cancer to that weird Morgellons disease. The contrails has something to do with it, and food.
Almost out of time.
Okay, but I think that salt has a lot to do with it, too, and that they put into the salt, because there's no invisible barrier between the states, my friend.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good caller. Call me back. We'll have more time. I apologize. I'm having to hurry here. Patrick in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I believe we need to defend the Dave Von Kleist video in plain sight, as GoogleVideo.com is blacking it out, and they're only showing part one of it. And also,
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, you know, he needs to defend that because...
Sure. Send me some info on it, or I'll give him a call.
And as far as global warming and depletion of the ozone layer caused by pollution goes, I also believe in the Tesla scalar weapons and HARP technology for melting the polar ice caps, and solar flares is a part of the natural cycle and global Agenda 21 New World Order.
Sure, got to jump. Who was up next? Matt in Canada, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you. First off, I became a cuckoo Fruit Loop 5 months ago, and ever since then, I've been trying to tell as many people as possible what I find out on the Internet, through you, and on the radio. Myself, my wife, and another couple, what we're doing is we're putting together a newsletter. I'm up here in Canada, and there's not a lot of talk about real news on the TV. So we're putting a newsletter together, ranging from GMO to vaccines,
yes,
to current headlines. I'd like everybody to know. Vaccines, it's your constitutional right to be a conscientious objector to getting any vaccine. Recently, we had paramedics in Ontario fight and win a case to not get the flu shot.
Exactly. The medical workers are leading the charge not to take stuff.
Oh, exactly. And they know exactly what's going on with it.
Good caller. I appreciate you. Call me back later and tell me more. Last caller, Dennis, where are you calling from?
That's Denise.
Denise, go ahead.
Minnesota.
Okay, go ahead, quickly.
Just wanted to say, hey, keep going on this vaccine stuff. It's all nonsense. And really, you know, bottom line, it's all about the money. They're charging over $300 for the vaccine.
Yeah, it's $360-something.
Insane. And just another note on that, on The View this morning, Rosie O'Donnell brought it up and said it would be over her dead body before she let anybody inoculate one of her kids and her daughter.
And boy, if that gun grabber's on board, we're saved.
Hey, but anyway, and then she also brought up, they did special on autism last week, a full hour of it, and they didn't talk about what was causing autism. So when she talked about this vaccine, she said, you might want to look into what's causing autism in your vaccine.
Yeah, the people are revolting throughout the entire system. We're going to win with God's help. Have faith, believe we can win, and get out and fight those battles. Good to hear from you. Sorry we had to rush through your calls. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight on the network, and of course, retransmitted over the Internet 24/7. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.